Cotton harvesters are rolling across southern Oklahoma. Kim, let's talk about the price of cotton on the market right now.
Well, it's about 61, 62 cents down in the Altus area. You look at the futures market, it's running 63 to 65 cents, and Oklahoma price is about 2.5 cents below that. If you look, say, since July of 2014, we came up from that 70 to 80 cent price down below 70 cents, and it's ranged from about 60 to 70 on the futures market since that time period.
Can Oklahoma cotton producers make money on this crop?
They're probably covering the variable cost of production, but they're not covering the total cost of production. That means they can produce a couple years at these levels. They're going to have to keep those belts tightened. But over time, they've got to cover that total cost of production to stay in business.
Let's pull it out worldwide. How does the cotton price look?
Well, the price worldwide is relatively low, and the reason it's low is because we've had high cotton production. Mm-hmm. But this year you look at U.S. production, it's projected to be 13.3 million bales. The average is 16, so we're below average of production U.S. World production, 107.4 million bales. The average is 121, below average. You think with below average production, why not above average prices?
Right.
Well, look at any stocks. U.S. any stocks, 3.1 million bales, 5-year average, 3.2. Good number there for price. But you look at the world ending stocks, 107 million bushels. The average is 86. Mm. So you got excess cotton around the world and really in the foreign countries.
Now, what does that mean for future cotton prices?
That means it's going to take a while to get this cotton out of the market. You know, we've talked about with wheat and other commodities, high prices creates low prices. We had high prices back, relatively high back before 2014. World cotton production increased. We've now got excess cotton stocks. It's going down. These low prices are going to create, it's going to reduce world cotton production over the next couple years. And as production goes down, stocks will go down and the price will go back up.
Now, on that same chassis there, let's switch gears to wheat. Let's kind of go through that.
Well, we've got the same situation in wheat. We've had three record world crops in a row. We've got excess wheat. We got relatively high wheat stocks. For this next year, you're going to see lower wheat production. You're going to see lower inputs put in it to reduce those costs, to react to price. Production is going to go down. Stocks will go down. Price will go up.
What should producers be looking at, or as far as marketing strategies go?
Well, I think just staggering it into the market like you normally do. Pick when you want it sold, sell a little bit over time, and get that average price. With wheat, there's probably not much going to happen to prices until we get into the March-April time period. We could have some weather price increase. We could get a little bit increase from Australia.
Right.
But it's really for wheat, it's going to be next July, August, September before we could get a big move. Then we got to lose that foreign crop. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about corn, again, you got to get to the South American crops and lose those before prices could go up.
Okay, thank you much. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.